This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He is here. He is in studio. He is on today 3 to 6. Hello, sir. Let's talk TikTok. In fact, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. What are you looking at?
The beleaguered CEO.
Oh, I thought you were literally looking at TikTok right now.
You should be looking at.
Are you on TikTok?
I am not on. I want to get into that because I feel like I've missed out because I don't know a single person who is on TikTok who doesn't love it. Okay, so this is this guy getting crushed all day, including right now, Angie Craig. Is questioning him. This is the House Energy and Commerce Committee are questioning the CEO. And to me, Jason, before we get to the enjoyment of TikTok, it's over. Just accept this. It's a matter of when, not if, the TikTok is going to be banned in America. Do you agree with what I just offered up?
I agree. I think it likely will be banned. I think this is a straight-up dream scenario for Republicans and Democrats to look like they're really, really tough. They mean business. Now, they are approving every single merger of American companies. Monopolies, we got no problem with that. Companies screwing over regular people, that's fine. But here comes China. And so, everybody, it's open season. Nothing
Why
better.
Why don't you move to Beijing?
Nothing better than American senators and representatives when they kind of get deep on technology. Because who knows more?
Arrogant. So is this guy going to have a
stupid
Beijing tourism commercial next?
I mean, I'm open to it. But it's just straight up. This is low-hanging fruit for people who really, I don't know that they're serious about this issue.
Okay, so let's give due credit on this because the Democrats have come late. The Republicans, or blame, either way,
yeah.
Depending on how you look at it. Republicans were first, Trump administration was first, and then slowly but surely, more Democrats have come to it. The
Something
big idea.
Else Trump was right about, I tell you what.
Well.
Greatest president. The history of
a lot of Democrats should say
you were right.
They agree with Donald Trump.
Yeah,
I don't think they're going to say that.
No,
the idea is the data and the access to you, and the idea that ByteDance,
right.
This is the company that they're beholden to China, and that even when they're saying now they're willing to house all the data in Austin. And only Oracle and individuals in the USA will have access to the data. That isn't enough. Do you buy any of the concern from people saying this is allowing the Chinese government to go through all your data and that should be a line where we should stop them?
You know, to me, the fact that there's potential, I guess if this is a new policy, let's play it out. Are we only concerned because it's China with access to our data? Are we concerned, more generally speaking, that we give up so much of our information to private companies. I think that's a valid concern. But to actually...
I've assumed I've given up all of that.
Yeah.
Privacy is basically done in America in 2023.
I think we have chosen for convenience to give up all of our privacy to companies. It's fascinating. Mm-hmm. You look at the gun issue and the issue about like, oh, we don't want a national registry. Well, I can tell you, if you are a gun owner in America, you have probably told Amazon that you're a gun owner. You probably told, you know, we give up anything to private industry, but, you know, I think rightly so, we're more concerned with giving that data to our own government. I just think we're dealing with the potential. There, as far as I know, there's no evidence that China has used any of this data or is spying. It's just potential.
So yeah.
Is that and good so, enough to ban it? Maybe. I don't know. To me, it's not. But it's a good way for everyone to look like they care about this issue, I guess.
Well, and here's another thing where they're trying to force this company to sell. That's not going to happen. And then the Chinese government stepped in and said, no way. We're not going to allow that. And you know the Chinese government. They're very flexible with their businesses based in their country.
Right.
Let me ask you this. Why don't we have an American competitor which is as good or close to as good as TikTok as this point?
Right.
At this point.
Yeah, and they've all tried, right? Instagram has tried to create more TikTok kind of things. Because it's really good. TikTok is really good. Like, you linger over a video for a second. I mean, if I open up TikTok, I probably can't on the radio because who knows what would pop up. But TikTok knows my likes. And it delivers. It delivers.
I was wondering where you're going. Okay, let's pause there. I got you late. That's on me. Let's pause here. I want to hear why you love TikTok. I want to hear from other people. Do you spend plenty of time on TikTok? I will admit I'm not on. That's my fault. I should have done it. I'm not worried about the Chinese government and my data. I'll just flat out say it. I'm not, but I know it's going away. But every one of my friends who's on it, they love it. What's your concern level on this story? And are you on it? Text away. 651-461-9226. Any insulation issues, the way to go is reach out to Andy Lindis.
Great guy.
And Lindis Construction.
Yeah.
Excellent. How's the insulation at the DeRussia compound?
I got to be honest. I haven't done a lot of thinking about my insulation.
I got a guy for you. Andy Lindis.
Okay, good. Lindis, I'm glad. I was curious who it was going to be.
Yeah.
Andy.
I kind of threw you a curveball there. You didn't really think when I said, you know, Andy Lindis, that it would be Andy Lindis.
Lindis.
I mean, that's kind of the mystery.
Right.
On this show, the curveballs we like to throw you. Why do you love TikTok?
Well, I don't love TikTok. It's fine.
I hear you're obsessed with it.
I don't know how you got to I love TikTok.
Alyssa told me.
Who is more honest with the answers on this show, me or Kurt Dowd?
Kurt Dowd.
You are just in the tank for Dowd. My gosh.
Yeah.
Just like I hope you
Or maybe I'm making a
Did you
maybe
have I'm making some a, chapstick a, on a, before that interview today, Mike?
Maybe
goodness.
I'm making an appraisal of your honesty too.
That's fair. So what I like about TikTok is that when you the scrolling is the interface is very good. So you've got a whole screen with a video, and if you're bored, whoop, flip right to the next thing. You don't need to feel the pressure, like if you click like or not, it doesn't hugely matter. But if you click like, you tell the thing like, hey, I'm interested in this. So like here I got a radio guy like critiquing another radio thing that I'm flipping. Mm-hmm. Now I got restaurant jokes. Now I got a beautiful woman. Now I got, you know, so you flip through. You're like, here's some whiskey. Like, it knows me pretty well. What do I like?
I was going to say that sums up the person I know.
It's about it. I am more honest to the TikTok algorithm than anything. It's just mindless entertainment. So you can you can pop in, flip through it for a little bit, have a laugh. Like I get a lot of comedy, stand-up comedy where you can watch the bit. It's good. So it's just mindless comedy. In the meantime, I'm providing China with all of my inside secrets about this country.
Yeah. Who's more honest? You and your sympathy to the Chinese communist government. I mean, get that out there to the texters who are all mad at you. Jason DeRussia, not only a lefty, but a Chinese sympathizer. Dave, can we put that on our Twitter?
No one that I look to for insight about TikTok more than the noon to 3 a.m. radio audience.
Well, buddy, you're about to be on that a.m. audience 3 to 6, so.
My audience is much more TikTok savvy.
We've done the research.
I just logged into the text. They're as one would hope and dream.
Yes, yes. China loves stupid Americans.
I don't know. What can you do?
Two dozen love. Dave Harrigan, would you like to explain what MIT has been working on recently to Jason DeRussia and our audience?
With the cookies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, MIT is they're doing God's work here. They have determined, or at least they're working on determining, the proper way, the best way to twist apart an Oreo cookie.
Haven't they been working on that for a long time?
That's MIT. Like... You don't do anything quickly, okay?
Right.
You take your time.
I feel like I talked about this in my morning news days.
If you're the MIT scientist, Jason, and you qualify, you're savvy, you're smart, you're intelligent, you get to MIT, and... You know, you're talking to your family, your friends, and what amazing project are you working on at MIT? And you have to tell them while you're at MIT, you're trying to determine the best way to consume an Oreo.
Like, can you twist an Oreo and get the filling on both sides of the cookie, right? Isn't that what the...
Yes.
That's what the thing is working
Science is involved now.
The Oreo-ometer.
Yeah, science.
Oreometer.
How's your 3 to 6 audience on that one?
I've been looking for a segment at 4:30. I was thinking about TikTok, but I feel like we've mined maybe all there is to do on that.
I think we covered it.
So, the proper way to eat an Oreo cookie. That sounds like a segment, right?
Yeah. Sure. What is your ideal way to eat an Oreo in the spectrum of cookies?
Right.
As a food observer, a food critic, a food shaper in, I don't know, planet Earth.
Right.
Where do you stand on an Oreo?
Oreo, I think, is a delicious cookie. And I say the proper way to eat it is one bite, just down the hatch.
Jeez.
Just same way you eat sushi, one bite. That's how I eat all food.
Didn't you expect a little more than just, like, you know, just a...
All right.
Maniac?
The truth is I like to twist it open. I like to have filling on one cookie and then raw cookie on the other side.
And then are you using your
all the
tongue?
Textures.
The tongue to get the frosting off. Yes or no?
I mean, oh, yeah. I'm tonguing that Oreo like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, God.
Mark that. You're welcome. You're welcome.
You shouldn't have talked over that one. The tongue, Jason DeRussia, back on air in an hour here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!